It's the eve of the federal budget and the government has been spruiking the $24 billion it will allocate to infrastructure. After long complaining of being overlooked when it comes to Commonwealth infrastructure spending, Victoria will account for $7.8 billion. And the politically crucial states of Western Australia at $5.4 billion and Queensland at $2 billion will also receive some of that spend. Paul Fletcher is the Minister for Urban Infrastructure. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good to be with you, Patricia.
So in Melbourne, there's $5 billion for a train to the airport. You've already announced this. How much will the state government and private sector need to contribute on top of that?
Well, what we've said is that we want to deliver Melbourne Airport Rail Link in partnership with the Victorian government. I've had the chance to discuss that with my counterpart, Jacinta Allen, the Minister for Transport. The Prime Minister has discussed it with the Premier. And of course, we already are working together on a business case, which is due to report by September, October this year, looking at issues like what's the right route. We do want to work with the Victorian government and also work with private sector participants to see what can be delivered. $5 billion is a very substantial commitment, and we believe this is really important so that Tullamarine Airport is connected by rail to the CBD. There's a direct rail connection between the airport and the city of Sydney. There's one between the airport and the city of Brisbane. There's one being built in Perth, the Perth to Forestfield Airport link. And we think it's time that a city of the scale and international stature of Melbourne also had an airport rail link. Of course, it's also very important to addressing congestion on, for example, the Tullamarine Freeway.
Anthony Albanese, who of course is kind of your opposite number, certainly Labor spokesperson for infrastructure, has argued that because projects such as the Melbourne Airport Rail are funded by an equity injection rather than an actual grant, the government can keep costs off the budget for projects that may not be delivered. Is that the issue here, that you actually, you know, if you look at some past cases, for instance, Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility, it was never spent? This is ultimately one of the risks, isn't it?
Well, no, let's be clear on what the issue is. Where a project has the prospect of generating a financial return, then it is open to the Commonwealth to provide the facility by making a financial investment, acquiring shares. So that's what we've done with Western Sydney Airport. In due course, when Western Sydney Airport is opened, expected to be in 2026, when the passenger numbers are established, when it's operating well, we will likely return it to private ownership. But for the moment, it is owned by the government. WSA Co. is a special purpose company set up to build and own the airport. And we're committing $5.3 billion of taxpayers' money. That was a commitment made in the last budget. And that is an equity investment. In exchange for that, the Commonwealth will acquire a valuable asset on its balance sheet. And we're very confident that in due course, when that is sold to the private sector, that there'll be a positive return for taxpayers.
Do Victorians have a case for, up until now at least, feeling pretty hard done by when it comes to Commonwealth infrastructure money?
Well, I'd make the point that as a Commonwealth government with responsibility for the entire nation, what we do is allocate Commonwealth infrastructure funding to projects where it makes sense to be investing all around the country. Now, different projects come up at different times.
Sure, but Victoria is the fastest growing state.
Victoria is a very fast growing state. Melbourne is the fastest growing city.
That's right.
That's why we're investing $1.75 billion. We've committed that to the Northeast Link, which the Andrews government has said is its highest priority in terms of road projects. That's to fill in
the
missing link.
But you concede that this has been an unnecessary delay, given we know the statistics. And as you say, Melbourne is the fastest growing city.
And my point is that we're investing in Melbourne because there are projects that it makes sense to invest in, not just Melbourne, but Victoria, $132 million for the Princes Highway, for example, another $50 million for rail to Geelong, building on what we'd already committed, $475 million for rail to the Monash precinct, the university, and of course the employment area around it. So there's a range of investments we're making in Victoria. We're making a range of investments in Queensland, $300 million for Brisbane Metro.
Okay.
Which will be a vital public transport facility in the centre of Brisbane.
In Sydney, $400 million to upgrade train lines around the Port of Botany, taking trucks off the road and reducing congestion around the airport. How much will that reduce the average journey time to the airport?
Well, the investment we're making in the freight rail line to Port Botany is a duplication, which means that you can get longer freight trains and trains can run more frequently. Every freight train is worth about 50 B doubles in terms of the amount of freight that it carries. And this fits with the investment we are also making, and this has been underway for some time, in the Moorebank Intermodal Facility, which is being built near Liverpool. So the idea is that freight will, as much as possible, go on rail. Containers will go by rail from Port Botany to the Moorebank Intermodal, where they'll then be transferred onto trucks or onto rail going interstate or into other parts of New South Wales. So this will take a significant number of trucks, including B doubles, off of the roads around Sydney Airport, off of the M5, which presently trucks drive along on their way to get to Port Botany. At the same time, it will make the freight process more efficient and cost effective. And so this has real benefits for road users and for people who are sending and receiving freight. And in the joined up modern economy, at the end of the day, all of us benefit if freight operates more efficiently.
Has Sydney been shortchanged in terms of funding given the congestion problems there?
Oh, absolutely not. If you look,
well, that's been the criticism today though, hasn't it?
If you look at the extraordinary range of projects underway in Sydney, funded by the Turnbull government in previous years, Western Sydney Airport, $5.3 billion. WestConnex, we're putting in $1.5 billion in grant, $2 billion in concessional loan. NorthConnex, $412 million. Sydney Metro City and Southwest, so that's the metro rail that will run from Chatswood down to Artarmon, North Sydney, under the harbour, Barangaroo, Martin Place, and then on to Bankstown. There's $1.7 billion of Commonwealth money in that. $3.6 billion for the Western Sydney Infrastructure Plan, of which $2.9 billion is Commonwealth money. So there's a very large number of projects underway in Sydney right now with very substantial funding from the Turnbull government and, of course, the Berejiklian government as well, the two governments working together very well. So as it happens, this year there are more new projects being funded around Australia. You know, there's $1.05 billion for Metronet in Perth. There's a $944 million Perth congestion package. There's $1.2 billion for North-South Corridor Future Priorities in Adelaide. But there's a whole range of projects all around the country, and there's a huge number of projects underway in Sydney and in New South Wales as well.
Infrastructure lobby group Infrastructure Partnerships Australia says it's unclear what percentage of the $24.5 billion is hard dollar funding rather than taxpayer equity. Can you answer that question?
Well, there'll be more details in the budget tomorrow night, but the point I'd make is this comes back to the question you asked earlier about the method that the Turnbull government uses to provide infrastructure financing. Some of that is provided as a grant, typically to a state government, which then uses the money to build a road or a railway. Some of it is provided as a financial investment, an equity investment in a company. So the many billions that we've invested, the $9.4 billion that we've committed for inland rail.
Yeah, but that delineation will be outlined tomorrow, will it?
It will be, but the point I'd make is there's a very substantial amount of grant funding for infrastructure investment, as well as significant funding in the form of equity and in the form of loans, for example, a $2 billion concessional loan for WestConnex. So we're using a mix of approaches to get the best outcomes for taxpayers, but there will continue to be very substantial grant funding in equity, in infrastructure.
Paul Fletcher, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Patricia.
That's the Minister for Urban Infrastructure, Paul Fletcher, and this is RN Drive.